Welcome, everyone, to the TA Discussion Hour. I am your host, Nathan Agin, a teacher's assistant here at the EN Theos Academy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Very excited to bring more big ideas from some of the classes and radio shows we're doing over here, and excited to share this content with you. As always, you can check out everything we're doing at entheosacademy.com. There's also entheosradio.com. There is the blog, entheos.com/blog. And this podcast can be found at tadiscussionhour.podbean.com. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Let me run down some of the big ideas we're going to be sharing this week. We have What's Really Happening When Life Gets Scary with Dr. Rosie Kuhn. We're in week one of that class, When Uncertainty Is All There Is. We have a five-star practice for creating beautiful relationships with Dr. Keith Witt. We're in week number three, Conflicted and Healthy Relationships. We're in week number one of Make Your Life with Coach Joel Prochera, Dare to Dream, Hold the Dream. And we're in the final week of The Big Glow with Brian Piergrassi, Putting It All Together. Rounding out the show, we're going to highlight a big idea from Vital Conversations Radio this week with Jessica Corbin, The Magic Bullet of Mindfulness with Shirley Archer. So those are the big ideas we're going to be highlighting this week. Let me also let you know about a couple new classes starting here at the Academy. We have Renew, Weight Loss Success Program with Philip McCluskey and Casey Lorraine Thomas. It's all about achieving and maintaining a beautiful body with real food. And we also have another class starting called Loving Discipline 101 with Chris White, MD, all about parenting insights and skills. So those classes you can find more about at entheosacademy.com, as well as all the courses that we highlight on this show. So without further ado, why don't we jump right into everything and get to What's Really Happening When Life Gets Scary with Dr. Rosie Kuhn. And we're going to talk about big idea number three this week. It's called Make a Choice. When we are facing a difficult circumstance, many of us default into negative thoughts, worry, and feel anxiety. This is a common response, but it isn't the only response. We also have the opportunity in every circumstance to make a choice. Making a choice requires the awareness to recognize that circumstance is only one domain of reality. We also have the domain of humanity, oneness, and self-empowerment. So how do we make a choice in an empowered circumstance? It requires the knowing that we are a part of something greater. It requires the courage to choose an empowered response. And it requires the curiosity to wander into the unknown. Fear diminishes when we face and choose an empowered reality. So that was big idea number three. By the way, you may hear little tiny meows, and that's because I have, well, I guess I'll say a guest for this show. This is Claudia, where the house where I'm staying at right now. They have a couple cats, and Claudia is very young, not even two, and loves to communicate. So she may pop in from time to time to let her thoughts be known. But let's get back to making a choice. And I'm such a huge believer in this concept, you know, that moment between stimulus and response of when something happens and we have that moment to choose of, okay, how are we going to show up? How will we respond when somebody cuts us off in a traffic, when one of our family members is cross with us, or something happens at work, you know, that is out of our control? How do we show up to life? How do we respond? What is the reaction that we choose to display? How do we choose to move forward in that circumstance? So just highlighting a couple things, I think, again, remembering that it is very common to feel anxious and to worry and to feel negative thoughts. Very common doesn't mean you have to do it. You know, the event does not dictate the outcome, because you in that moment of consciousness can decide, well, how do I want to respond to this? And, you know, there's that great kind of scale you can look at as, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of problem are you facing? And, you know, maybe right now in your life you consider it like a level 7 problem. Well, as you cultivate this choosing in your life and this empowerment in your life, maybe you can start to move that same situation, that same issue down to like a level 3. So, and when you show up as a level, 6 person, initially a level 7 problem is really going to stress you out, but a level 3 problem, You're not even going to notice it. And it's the same event, the same situation, same issue, and you're just perceiving it differently. You're looking at it differently. You're looking at how to handle it differently. And that is really cool. And then remembering that, you know, in terms of making these empowered choices, knowing that we're a part of something greater, having the courage to choose, and then the curiosity, and I think courage, to wander into the unknown. Like, those are all really, really powerful things to remember. And of course, fear diminishes when we face and choose an empowered reality. There's that great quote that, you know, do what it is, do what you're afraid of, and the death of fear is certain. I think I'm paraphrasing that a little, but I think you get the point that, you know, whatever it is that you're completely uncertain about, you just don't know if it's going to work. If you commit to doing it, then it's going to be impossible for you to be afraid of it anymore, because you'll know what the reality is. You'll know exactly how it happens. Case in point, just this past weekend, I was down in Charleston, South Carolina, and it turned out that I was there for two nights. Friday night, I had a place to stay, and Saturday night, as it got later and later, it became apparent that I did not have a place to stay. And that was something that I, you know, worried about a lot, of what happens if I'm quote-unquote homeless. Well, I discovered what happens, and it involved doing a bit of wandering and sleeping in hotel lobbies, or attempting to sleep until they, you know, asked me politely to, you know, move along. You know, through all of that, I think the biggest part of it was not freaking out, was staying positive, you know, maintaining positivity and focusing on, okay, what can I do in this moment? How can I show up? Because I don't want to show up with desperation or fear or anger. I still want to have a good time in my life. So even if I'm wandering the streets and I don't know what I'm going to do next, that's okay. And now, because I've done that, the fear surrounding, oh God, what if this happens? Well, that's gone. Because now I know what it is and what it can be, and next time what I can do to maybe avoid that situation in the future. Because I'm certainly not looking to, you know, just wander the streets night after night. I mean, I know it's a reality for many people out there, and I'm going to do what I can to not have that experience. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in you know, making empowered choices in our life. To realize that we really do have a say in how we're going to show up, what our experience is going to be like, and excited to share that with you guys. So let's move on to a five-star practice for creating beautiful relationships with Dr. Keith Witt. We're in week number three, conflicted and healthy relationships. So I've been really enjoying following along this class, and this week is no exception. Looking at big idea number one, get back to love. Conflict is a normal aspect of any healthy relationship, but healthy and long-lasting relationships approach issues differently. Five-star relationships approach conflicts with an eye towards loving the person. Unhealthy relationships focus on the problem, with the hope of loving each other after the problem is solved. It doesn't work that way. Over 60% of conflicts, issues, and arguments in relationships are recurring throughout the lifespan of any relationship. So focusing on completely solving the problem instead of showing compassion for different perspectives is an unhealthy recipe. Five-star relationships in conflict. Here are some ideas to keep in mind. Take baby steps toward understanding the other perspective and coming to common ground. Seek to be understood instead of trying to hurt the other person. Keep your eyes on the big picture of the relationship. And finally, add humor to conflict in a loving way. What a fantastic note. And I'll just say briefly, the second big idea is, talks about the 5-to-1 ratio, you know, of positive interactions to negative interactions. You know, I'm not going to go into more depth about that here, but it's just, you know, how can we, for every, you know, negative interaction we have, and this was a cool point, it said neutral interactions are counted as negative because they're not positive. So when you have a negative interaction, if you have one negative interaction, you want to focus on having five 5 positive interactions to every 1 negative interaction you have. And it doesn't mean you have to have negative interactions. Maybe you just always have positive ones. But this idea that conflict is a normal aspect of any healthy relationship. You're going to have differences of opinions, whether it's the person you're married to, your spouse, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, a coworker, whatever. Any healthy relationship is going to have conflict. You know, we approach things differently. And so the point is, how do you show compassion? How do you love the other person? How do you, you know, respect where they're coming from and excited about what they have to bring? And I love that because I can totally see in my life how very often I've been focused on, well, we need to solve this problem today. We need to figure this out now so that we never experience this again in the future. And realizing, oh, that's not how it works. That this is going to be a recurring issue between the two of us. That's very interesting to understand. And just seeing, like, in the moment, how can I just have compassion and understanding? So, again, taking the baby steps to understanding the other perspective, trying to find some common ground, seeking to be understood instead of trying to hurt the other person. You know, so it's not about, you know, what's wrong with you? Why don't you get me? Just, you know, here's where I'm coming from. I just want, you know, I want you to see that, and I want you to hear this so that we can continue to have a healthy relationship. Keeping the eyes on the big picture of the relationship is really huge. I mean, anyone can tell you, you know, if you get into a fight or, you know, something horrible happens, you know, or you end the relationship, you know, you can point to, like, something so trivial that, you know, was the straw that broke the camel's back. And of course, we all realize it never has anything to do with that trivial matter. There was just a larger issue at play that, you know, people didn't deal with or weren't aware of. And in this instance, you know, keeping your eyes on the big picture of the relationship, you know, maybe you're getting upset of, like, how the other person makes the bed in the morning. And it's like, well, what's the big picture? You know, like, you know, do I really love this person? I want to spend the rest of my life with them and develop something and create something amazing. And am I really going to jeopardize that because, like, they don't turn the covers down? You know, that kind of stuff. It's focus on the big picture. And always a great idea, how can you add humor to conflict in a loving way? I've been reading Way of the Superior Man recently by David Data. And he talks a lot about this, especially, you know, if you come from very masculine energy and you're with someone with a feminine energy, you know, how can you diffuse the situation with humor, you know, from that masculine energy of, you know, kind of breaking through the barriers that the feminine has put up and, you know, getting them to crack a smile or, you know, laugh or take their mind off of the, you know, present concern or worry for the moment. And then, you know, and then you can get into the discussion about it, you know, or whatever work or talk you need to do. But, you know, using humor in a loving way, not in a, you know, biting or nasty or sarcastic way, but in a loving way. I think that is a really healthy way to, as he says, get back to love. So super interested in continuing to learn more about 5-star practices for creating beautiful relationships. Really enjoying this course and hope you are too. Let's move over to Make Your Life with Coach Joelle Prochera. We're in week number 1 of this class, Dare to Dream, Hold the Dream. So let's start with big idea number 1, 2 definitions. Before we go any further, let's find out what it means to make your life and be a life maker. So first, make your life. To make your life is to be the ultimate creative force in your own life experience. It is loving every today while reaching for your inspired tomorrow. It is living each day in alignment with your own truth and your unique purpose. It is taking the action you know you need to take and allowing yourself to be supported and delighted by the magical of life. Who is a life maker? Someone who creates their life on purpose, believing in themselves and the power of their dreams. Courageous adventurers who make life happen instead of having life happen to them. In any moment, you can determine if you are living in the life maker zone or if you are out of your power, believing and acting as though life happens to you. Realizing you are in the life happens category is not a problem. It is an opportunity, a call to action to get back in alignment. Love it. So this is a class that I am actually TAing. I've spoken with Joelle. We had a great little conversation before the first class. Super enjoy her energy. She's just such a great force, and really love her content, and very excited to continue on in this class as, you know, I continue to make my life, you know, what it is that I believe I think I'm capable of and what I'm excited to create and have, and also that very important component of realizing that you deserve what it is that you dream. That, I think, is such a huge concept that a lot of people miss, and I know I've spent a lot of time working on that of, you know, who am I to think that I could, you know, have this or that or do this or that, and realizing that you are an amazing individual. Each one of us is such an amazing individual, and we deserve every bit of happiness that we can squeeze out of this existence. So as I was going through those definitions of, you know, what does it mean to make your life and who is a life maker, if you were, you know, nodding in approval or going, yeah, that sounds like something I want, then I would totally encourage you to check out more about this class. Even check out the full blog post at entheos.com/blog and look for Make Your Life with Coach Joelle Prochera. But yeah, just, you know, loving every today, living each day in alignment, taking the action, creating your life on purpose, being a courageous adventurer, and understanding that, you know, even if you're in those zones of, you know, life is just happening to me, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity to call to action to get back in alignment. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, what is the empowered choice you're going to make? You know, if you find yourself in that life happens zone, in that life happens area, what's the choice you're going to make? You're going to say, well, I guess I could just stay here and continue to let life happen to me and woe is me. Or, you know what? How can I get back into more alignment in my life? So really loving this class. And like I said, totally encourage you to check it out. Joelle is a lot of fun. And let me just highlight real quickly big idea number three from that class, dream big. Dreaming is not frivolous. Dreaming is the beginning of all things. From the chair you are sitting in, to the building you work in, to the country you live in, everything that has been created by human beings began as a thought. How can anything you want really be that crazy? Look at everything that exists. Is it really that insane for you to want what you want? The bottom line, if you don't dream it, you don't get it. So dream big. Now is the time to dream. And I love that. And it totally relates to what we were just talking about, of taking that, owning that power of, you know, I'm dreaming something that I want in my life, and I feel it, and I know I can achieve it, and realizing that it isn't that crazy. I love that point that, you know, everything we see in our homes or around the world that, you know, has been built by man or created by man and women, that started as an idea in someone's head, and it didn't exist. And so anything we think, how could it be that crazy? Like, there are already a lot of crazy things out there, and probably what you're thinking about doing isn't that crazy. It's just different. It's just new. Doesn't mean it's impossible. So dream big. Love that idea. Let's move over to The Big Glow with Brian Piergrassi, week number 7, Putting It All Together. So Brian's been talking about how to live and So Brian's been talking about living an inspired life, and this was the summation of this course. And I actually want to talk about big idea number 3, excited about the future? Question. So let's dive right into that. Are you excited because you're not there yet? Are you excited about the future and inspired about what's to come and the journey of moving toward it all? You can become so excited about the future because there is no future. There's only the now. You can dream and imagine whatever you want because it doesn't really exist. You're thinking of the future now. So if you're thinking about exciting things in the future, you're feeling excited now. That's all that matters, and that's all there is. The future and past are, in a way, imaginary. Whenever you're thinking about past, it's a story you've constructed, although it does evolve and change. The realization, when we come from an awakened and conscious place, we move to a place where we can create the story of our future and our past. We become the storyteller. So I thought that was just such a fantastic and cool idea that we can be excited about the future and understanding that that enjoyment happens now in the present moment, that the future we're dreaming about, that's not real down the road, that's real now. And that's energy we're tapping into right now in this moment. And that is very cool. And so, you know, when we understand that, you know, the future is imaginary, and in a way, you know, what we remember about our childhood or past events, there is a bit of a story there that, you know, the now, the current, the present moment is all we have. That's where we live. And, you know, and then we can start to create the story of our future and our past. And that idea of becoming the storyteller, I thought was really, really very fun. So, you know, Brian highlighted, you know, more about the course overview and, you know, what we covered and how this all fits together in living an inspired life. So that was, again, I TA'd that course and really enjoyed the content. It was actually very cool. I was in Asheville, North Carolina recently and met up with Brian, who lives there. And we had a great time meeting in person and talking about a lot of this stuff. And that was very cool because as wonderful as these courses are, and it's a fantastic way to connect with people and material that you might never have otherwise done, when you have the opportunity to connect in real life, in reality, in 3D, it is very fun to experience the energies of other people in person. So you'll actually even hear, if you listen to the final week, you'll hear Brian reference that we met up and hung out together. So that was The Big Low, Living an Inspired Life with Brian Piergrassi. And yeah, how can we more enjoy right now? I think that's a great idea. And finally, let's talk about The Magic Bullet of Mindfulness with Shirley Archer on Vital Conversations radio show with Jessica Corbin. And here's big idea number 3, the top 3 ways to improve our vitality. So what does vitality mean and refer to? Well, Shirley talked about it in terms of energy and positivity. It doesn't mean we need to be an Olympic athlete or a supermodel. Shirley believes that vital people are happy people. Plus, science shows that positive mood boosts our health. So one feeds the other. If you're vital, you're going to be happy. If you're happy, you're going to be vital. It just keeps going around and around, and I love it. So what are the top 3 ways? Number 1, gratitude. We hear this again and again and again. I can't tell you how many times it's already come up on this radio show, on this one we're doing right now, not just Vital Conversations, but on the TA Discussion Hour. So gratitude. And Shirley recommends write 3 things every day that you're thankful for. Share the list with others or keep it to yourself, but really just write 3 things down. Even if you do it right before you get out of bed, if it's the first thing you do in the morning, you reach for a piece of paper and a pen and write down 3 things you're grateful for, boom, it's going to boost your energy. Number 2, mindfulness. Bring conscious awareness into every day. Health is created one choice and one breath at a time. It's about balance, not extremes. Do you choose what's self-gratifying or what will energize you? There's that word again, choice. How do we make empowered choices in our lives? So bring that conscious awareness. Maybe it's through meditation, or maybe it's focusing on what you're eating today or how you're exercising or any other number of choices. But how can you bring that conscious awareness into your life? And again, it's about balance. It's not about extremes. It's not about rigidness. It's about flexibility. It's about being malleable. It's about setting guidelines and some kind of structure in your life and then being able to totally play within that. And I love that question. Do you choose what's self-gratifying? Do you eat like the enormous bar of chocolate right now? Or do you grab an apple or some kale or some other kind of healthy snack or anything else, you know, any kind of activity or conversation or book or music, something that will energize you as opposed to just self-gratify you in the moment. And finally, tip number 3, self-care. Celebrate you. We have to make this time available for us. You know, it could be reading, taking a bubble bath, walking, or even looking at a photo book about nature if you can't get out. Something that nurtures your spirit. So this is huge, and I'm a big believer in this, and I talk to people about this, that you need to find things in your life that are going to energize, sustain, maintain, sustain you. You need to find things in your life that are going to maintain, sustain, energize, and inspire you. And I think nurturing is another big part of it. So how are you going to nurture yourself today? Maybe it's a massage, or maybe, as Shirley suggests, could be reading, bubble bath, walking, spending time with your family, though maybe that stresses you out and you need some kind of release. Whatever it is, listening to a piece of music that just gets to your heart, or watching a movie or anything like that, you know, anything that is going to nurture you and take care of you. That is the important part. And like Shirley says, we need to make this time available for us, because it's so easy to just be busy and not get to it. And you just think, oh, well, as long as I'm sleeping, so that takes care of me. It doesn't, you know, there's so much more to it. So celebrate you. What a great idea. And finally, you know, Shirley at the end of the interview was saying, you know, were you expecting, make sure you exercise for 20 minutes, or, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables as her top three tips. Well, here's the big idea. You start with these three ideas: gratitude, mindfulness, and self-care, and everything else will fall into place. And I'm a big believer in that. I just about guarantee it. Gratitude, mindfulness, self-care, your nutrition, your exercise, your work, your creativity, your relationships, all that stuff is going to follow suit because you are paying attention to the important things in life. So those are the big ideas from this week of the TA Discussion Hour. Again, you can check out all of the classes at entheosacademy.com. Radio is entheosradio.com. The blog is entheos.com/blog. And the podcast, this radio show, is at tadiscussionhour.podbean.com. We're at week number 8. I love that we've been doing this for 2 months, 8 weeks of classes and courses and big ideas. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've really gotten a lot out of it. I would love to hear, you know, what are you taking away from the radio show? What do you enjoy? How might we be able to improve this experience for you guys out there? What else would you like to see? So I'm still having a lot of fun going through all these big ideas and sharing them with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're doing well, having a great day out there, and look forward to sharing more big ideas with you again soon. All right. My name is Nathan Agin, and take care.